And so then I said, next time, I'll hold the ladder.
Oh,
that joke is great if you know the whole thing.
Too bad we couldn't do the whole joke.
It's podcast time.
Of course, it's going to be very soon, Halloween time.
Yeah, it's kind of feeling more like it as it gets a little cooler at night.
Yeah, where, you know, you have the kids dressed up and then they put a parka over whatever they happen to be wearing.
Right, because it's either the coldest or the rainiest night of the year.
Yeah, totally.
This is interesting. I walk my dog Wally in the neighborhood because we don't have a fenced yard, so we got to take him out for walks. And So I ran into one of the neighbors, one of those people you see like once a year at like the homeowners meeting, right?
Right.
But she's real nice. And we were talking about Halloween coming up, and I said, wow, like we've had like a lot of extra candy for the last couple of years. We've been out where we leave it out and say like, take what you want.
Yeah, I usually do that too.
And like the kids in the neighborhood, either they don't come around, either there wasn't a lot of trick-or-treaters because we came home to a lot of candy, or I don't know what they did. And so my neighbor says, oh well, I let my daughter pick and choose if she wants to take the candy as she goes up to each house. And I said, you mean like if she doesn't like the candy, she doesn't take it? She said, yeah.
Is this like when somebody just puts a bowl of candy out, or is this somebody when they're actually handing it out personally?
Where they answer the door?
And where they put their hands up and go, no, I don't want the bit of honey.
Right.
No.
They pull the bag away, I guess. The kid does. And so we've been talking about this. We got it up on the Woody and Jim Facebook page. It's also on the 93.3 Totally Hits page on Facebook. What do you think of a kid who turns down candy they don't like while they're trick or treating? What do you guys think? Is this rude, or is this?
I think so. I think you're supposed to hoard as much candy as you can, and then take it home, and then pick out what you don't like.
That usually was my process.
Yeah, you get like a pillowcase, so you can put as much in it as you can, and then you bring it home and you sift through it. You know, and of course the parents have to check it for safety. All the little Snickers have to be checked because they're the best.
Yeah, exactly. And you must do it alone.
Daddy's checking your Kit Kats. Don't bother me.
Our intern, Maddie from MTSU, is it rude for a kid to turn down candy they don't like at the door?
I would say yes. My parents were the ones that would just eat what we wouldn't eat. So we would just accept all of it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It was like, yeah, even if I don't like it, Mom and Dad are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I don't want it, but it's good enough for you, Mom.
Right.
I took it all. I was like, for me, like as a kid, I've slightly grown up since, but I just wanted gimme, 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 gimme.
Yeah, gimme, gimme, gimme.
I don't care. Just give it to me. So we threw it out there, and we asked people to respond on Facebook or on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, where you can leave us a voice message.
Right.
And some people have weighed in. Let's find out what they have to say.
Which one do you want to do here?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
I think it's fine to give the candy back because you weren't going to eat it, and the candy doesn't run out at that house because you gave it back.
Oh,
okay.
Some wisdom from a young trick-or-treater.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, that's...
Well, first of all, I think it's rude. And second of all, you take what's given to you, and then what happens is you eat the good candy first that night,
yes,
and then the next couple of days, and then you settle for the other candy you have like for the next couple of weeks or months.
Emergency candy.
Take what you don't want to work
and put it in the break room.
As a kid, I really want a Three Musketeers bar or like a Twix, but I ate those like last month.
Right.
All right, I'll settle for that hard candy you just suck on.
You know, I usually have two bowls when I go to the door.
Yeah?
And if they're cute little kids dressed up, I'll give them the bowl that has good candy in it. And, if it's,
and then you have punishment candy?
If there's like a 12-year-old in just a hoodie going trick or treat, I'll hand him your circus peanuts.
Which you hate.
Which I hate.
But it's funny because you're buying them to give them out to kids you don't like.
We are ready to play Gender Wars Now, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. For the ladies in the audience, we have Tammy in Nashville. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. For the guys, we got Roger. He's in Hermitage. Hello, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are things in the Herm?
Stop that.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
It's not a thing. Stop trying to make it a thing. here's a real question I'm going to give to both of you. Your get acquainted question. We'll start with you, Roger. Tell us about one of the happier days of your life. What was going on?
I guess I should say getting married or having kids, but I'm going to go with winning a hard-boiled egg-eating contest.
Really?
Wow.
How many eggs did you eat?
24.
In how long of a span of time?
I think it was like 3 minutes. Yeah.
Wow. 3 minutes?
That's impressive.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It was disgusting, and it was a bad few days after.
I'm picturing your cheeks all puffed up like a squirrel with a bunch of nuts. Yeah, that's it. Wow. Well done.
All right, Tammy.
Secret abilities.
Oof, it's a lot to live up to. But
that is.
Your answer is correct, whatever it is, because we just want to know what was the day that made you most happy, so happy.
Well, speaking of a lot to live up to, okay, this is going to sound sappy, but a year and a half ago, I literally almost died. The doctors have told me it's a miracle that I'm still here, so every day is my happiest day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love that.
What a nice attitude.
That's amazing. Yeah. So we're so glad that you got through it, and you know, we wouldn't just to be here now. This is we have chills. That's
no
awesome.
Kidding. That's great. All right, you both have a screw you can use at your disposal. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent. We have a multiple choice question to start. Here we go, Tammy. Every year, the World Series of Poker is held. Is that every year in Monte Carlo, Chicago, or Las Vegas?
Vegas.
Vegas is right.
All right. Tammy's on the board.
Good start.
Roger, here you go. Multiple choice question. Is the reality show Love is Blind seen on Netflix, Hulu, or Max?
Netflix.
Netflix is right.
Yep.
Okay, there
we go. 1-1.
Tammy, Groundskeeper Willie is a character on what long-running animated comedy?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Okay, we're rushing right through these.
Okay, this is for Roger. Robin's egg is usually a shade of what color?
Robin's egg. Green?
It is blue. Sorry, can't get it. Robin's egg blue.
Okay.
All right, we have a lead for Tammy and the possibility that she could win the game if she gets this one right.
Okay. Tammy, you're sitting down to play a game of Battleship. How many ships do you have to sink to beat your opponent?
Oh, my God. My husband will kill me. I'm going to use the screw.
Going to use the screw. Okay,
all right.
Roger.
Oh, man.
You don't know this. How many ships do you have to sink to win a game of Battleship?
Five.
Five is right.
Yes.
Woo! Look at Roger. He stole your point.
Okay.
Oh, that's total guess.
All right, this is bringing up the high drama because it's now 2-2.
Dun, dun, dun,
and
dun,
Roger...
Dun, dun.
Total flip of advantage here.
Dun, dun, dun,
you
dun.
Get this one right, and you win.
Oh, wow. Okay
here we go. Sure. Whipped up sugar and egg whites becomes what dessert topping? Whipped up sugar and egg whites. What do they call that?
Cool Whip?
No, it's close.
Oh, no.
But it's meringue.
Meringue.
Oh, yeah. Meringue. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we have a tie. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition. All right, so we start with you, Tammy. Up to 5 lines. How many lines of a song will Jim recite for you to name it?
I'm going to start with 5.
5.
Ooh. I'm going to go 3.
3, oh. Skip
the 4.
3, okay.
Okay.
What do you think, Tammy?
Can you do it in two or less? Or do you... She says, let him have it.
Let him have it.
All right.
Make it hard.
Okay.
She says, let Egg Boy have it.
Here are your three lines. Ooga shaka, ooga shaka. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. There's three lines.
What is that song?
When you're in love with me. Hooked on a feeling.
Hooked on a feeling is right. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was a good game, you guys.
Both of you, stick around. We're going to reward you. Hang on the line. We've got some ELO tickets for Roger for pulling that victory out of the jaws of defeat.
Wow.
And yeah. Tammy, we're going to take care of you as well. We appreciate you both, but it is Roger who gets the certificate of bragging.
Congratulations, Roger.
All right. And ESPN will be getting a hold of you, Roger, for one of the 30 for 30 documentaries about your egg eating and winning the contest.
I'm ready for a rematch.
All right.
All right. That'd be great.
Hold on. We'll play Gen Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim. Three things you want to know this morning.
It is opening night in Smashville tonight. Yes. As your Nashville Predators begin the season with the most loaded and stacked and talented team they've ever put on the ice. There are big, high expectations for them. If you go to the game, be looking for, once again, Woody and I's picture in the bathrooms at the Bridgestone Arena.
Above the urinals for the gentlemen and in the stalls for you ladies.
Yes.
You lucky, lucky ladies.
And some of the other improvements include a totally upgraded Wi-Fi system that I guess cost a lot of money, but it will supposedly allow all 17,000 fans to connect simultaneously.
Wow.
And stream fast. So
wow, very impressive.
That's kind of a nice upgrade. Mm. They got a big kids zone they've created where kids can play if you get there early or they just need a break. And so, go Predators.
Yeah, that sounds great. Can't wait. Hey, Spirit Halloween, they show up in places that used to be Toys R Us or Bed Bath & Beyond. A few locations tried this last year, but now the company is saying we're going to do this nationwide soon, that they're going to close and then they're going to reopen as Spirit Christmas Stores.
Oh, this is how they expand.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want to be a bigger part of your life.
I thought if they wanted to be a bigger part of my life, that meant I went bankrupt. Because usually where they swoop in. They go into a store that's gone bankrupt.
Yeah, they're going to eventually start taking over personal homes.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
that one
on.
House that won't sell on your street.
I came home from work and my house was a Spirit Halloween store. Oh, no.
A lot of people are talking about the serious effects of Milton and how it's devastating Florida and it's now moved off into the Atlantic. But a lot of people were talking on social media about this guy who was trying to protect his $100,000 Corvette from the storm. The video starts like this.
Category 5 hurricane, brand new Corvette, 9 miles from the water.
So it's a new Corvette. It's worth about $100,000.
He sounds like a car dealer.
Oh, that's just like an AI voice.
Hey.
But the things the guy did was like not drive it somewhere to safety, but instead he took that really thick plastic that you lay down for like when you're painting. You can buy that stuff at like the hardware store.
Like a tarp kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he like wrapped it up like saran wrap and sealed it to protect the car, saying he saw somebody else do that in Florida and it saved their car.
Huh.
But a lot of people have their opinions. One says, I'm a Corvette owner. I would simply drive it to a safe location.
That would kind of make sense.
Somebody else said, hey. Free Lamborghini at Lamborghini for Milton on its birthday to take away. I would be thinking, like, if it's filled with air, you've just made a floaty.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the Atlantic now. You know, you need a mood changer? We got one for you right now. Celebration of the Preds opening up tonight.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbo, I'll go.
I love this. They should do this more often. So they had the players out for like a press conference but they had little kids asking them questions.
I love it.
And this is a little girl named Lucy talking about like psych music in the locker room to defenseman Alexander Carrier and Jeremy Lauzon.
These are the songs that, you know, like get them fired up for the game.
My name is Lucy, and my question is, what's your favorite song before gaming day?
Oh,
do you know Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Oh,
that's my favorite. 2023, yeah. I like that song.
I like Love Story too from Taylor Swift.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, she's great.
They're Taylor fans.
I love that 23 song. That's really, yeah.
It's actually 22.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, so we'll just say that was a shot and a miss for Alexander Carrier, but close enough.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Had kind of a scare yesterday. Went over to my mailbox, and I saw there was a letter there, and it was addressed to me from Cromwell Media. And I thought, okay. Oh my God, I've been terminated already.
That's our company.
Yeah. Those are just birthday cards.
Is today your birthday?
No, not today. It's in the month of October, though.
I know, they coming up.
Yeah, it is coming very soon.
Like next week?
Yeah, like a week from tomorrow, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. I knew it was coming. I didn't want to miss it.
I always celebrate my birthday right before Halloween, so I have lots of birthday candy and Halloween candy.
So, and some of it may get to children.
Right. Some of it might.
We were talking about this earlier. I was telling you about somebody that lives in my neighborhood, and we were talking about Halloween candy. She says she lets her daughter, like when she goes up to the house, decide whether she likes the candy or not, if she takes it. So if she doesn't like the candy, she says, no, thank you, and then leaves.
Really?
And the person just stands there like, okay.
Holding something they don't want.
I guess this goes to the next kid.
A lot of people will put a bowl out and just say, please take one. Don't take all of them. But,
So I guess she would rifle through it.
Yeah.
Figure out if it was good enough candy.
But I've never heard of somebody doing that when they're actually at the door handing you the candy and putting it in your sack.
I think that's, a little rude.
Yeah, I think so.
So we've been throwing it out. You know, tell us what you think. You can leave us a voicemail message on the 93.3 Totally Hits app. We've also got it up on Woody and Jim and the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page. Let's see what we've got. I know we got a couple that came in since we talked about it last.
All right.
Let's go.
If that kid starts looking over my candy and thinking who's going to take it or it's not good enough, I'm pulling my freaking bowl in and closing the door.
I can understand that attitude. Like, well, it's not good enough for you?
Right.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I can relate.
All right.
We have this one from Carrie.
If that were my kid, I'd go all Seinfeld and soup Nazi. No candy for you.
don't. You don't even get to trick or treat if you pull that stuff.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, I usually have two bowls by the door on Halloween night.
This is genius.
And if it's a cute kid that put like a lot of effort into their costume, that kind of stuff, I'll give them the bowl that has the good stuff, like the mini Snickers and Kit Kats.
Yeah.
But if it's just somebody in a hoodie that put no effort into it at all and just doesn't even say trick or treat, they get circus peanuts or whatever I happen
candy
to have
corn
it.
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Oh.
The lesser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like eating wax.
Isn't that going to backfire though? I think it's just going to take it from you. Thank you very much. As soon as you close the door, they like throw it in your bushes.
That's right.
Oh, the circus peanuts will go away one day when it rains.
Yeah,
they'll dissolve.
A friend of mine, Ryan, on Facebook, actually posted how he loves circus peanuts.
Yeah.
I may have to unfriend him. I don't know.
Your hatred for circus peanuts knows no bounds.
It goes very deep, deep. Shamon.
Make that change.
Yeah. 95.1 in Murfreesboro is Totally Hits. 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning from our Eurostone studios. Update on Hurricane Milton. It is now crossed over Florida and heading out to the Atlantic now.
Yep.
Dropped down to a Category 1 hurricane. Still bad, but I guess they'll have to assess all the damage that was done.
Yeah. There's still like a million people without power.
Right.
And like those things have to start like they do all the checking once daylight comes to see what really happened.
Right. I mean, I've never heard them be so emphatic about, getting out of town. Because they were saying if you do stay, they were telling us if you did stay in town in Tampa,
that
you needed to write your name and your next of kin on your arm with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Because they figured
scary stuff.
Yeah. I mean, this
if they
awful.
Found your body.
Yeah.
That's what they would do.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah. There was, I also saw, I mean, talk about like, man, what did we do? The, as the hurricane was hitting the east coast of Florida, the Tampa area.
Right.
There were tornadoes coming with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's next? Like sharks in the tornadoes? Like,
wait a minute, that'd be a great movie.
I know. I just feel it for those people that they've really just been hammered hard. Except the person with a house in Florida, the average person pays $11,000 a year in their insurance.
Right. And that doesn't include flood insurance. That's just
right.
Like storm
just the
insurance.
Regular kind.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
And they're saying insurance companies are going to like just stop selling insurance there completely. So it's going to be, this is changing Florida for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I have a feeling it's going to be like Katrina, where people just move and just live elsewhere forever. Yeah. And people are just
making it a lot less crowded on the beaches, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I got sure. Make room for the tourists.
I had to double check a couple places to see if this is true.
Okay.
This is amazing. Just played Green Day, and that's from the album Dookie. And they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of that album.
Wow, makes me feel old. Yes.
Oh, it came out in 1994. And they're, you know, a lot of places they'll do remastering. They're doing demastering.
What does that involve?
That means they're going to release it on terribly inconvenient, outdated tech.
Like, I love this. I love that. They're making collector's items and they're kind of like just... Yeah, devolving it.
There's a couple of out like that song that we just played when I come around is going to be released on a wax cylinder.
Oh my gosh, that's how they made things
it was like, you know,
in the Edison days, like 1920s.
Some of the other ones, Basket Case will be released on a Big Mouth Billy Bass.
So it's a fish on the wall that sings it.
Yeah, Chump will be released on a Teddy Ruxpin.
That I love. That.
So how do you play these things? I guess you'd have to, you know, go to yard sales, maybe go through your grandparents' attic and see if you can find some way to play these things.
Oh, my gosh. I do love that, though.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Sassafras Roots, that song will be released on an 8-track.
Okay. All right. You know, every one of these things is going to become a collector's
item. Oh, yeah.
So I can see people going wild for it.
Three things you want to know this morning.
This is really cool. Comedian Nate Bargatze, like, I know we're talking, we always talk about him, but we love him.
He is an awesome guy.
He's so really funny. Yeah. And
he's right here. He's local.
Yeah. And he's doing something really cool. He's helping out his alma mater. He went to Donaldson Christian Academy, and he is donating an indoor practice facility for their sports teams.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, he's giving them, like, state-of-the-art workout equipment, and there's just all kinds of upgrades to the space, including, you know, multi-purpose space for the bands.
Right.
And the gift is, it's $650,000 worth of work.
Nice.
So, way to go, Nate.
Yeah.
You're funny.
Very cool.
And you're kind.
Yeah, I like that. 12 South area, if you're familiar with that area, there's some Halloween decorations are up. You know, remember during the pandemic, people put up decorations, you know, with tombstones that said things like, I did my own research.
Sure.
Now they have a salute to all the businesses that have come and gone from the 12 South area. A lot of them had to close down because the rent was too expensive. Places like Portland Brew. There's also Emery Woodfire. There's Royal Dry Cleaners and Mafiosas. Over the last few years, some of the ones have disappeared, and now they have a tombstone in their honor, 12 South.
I miss that.
Yeah.
That's I'm like, oh, I remember that place.
Yeah. I loved Mafiosas.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. Too
bad. There is a new movement that I'm completely behind this, but maybe you guys won't because you have to spend time in an enclosed space with me. But there's a growing cohort of people. This is a wave of people who believe in washing your clothes less, or some people, not at all. Yeah, I guess they think, you know, first of all, they say that we don't need to clean them as often. I don't know, maybe they just don't get as sweaty as I do.
Yeah, or you're obviously not working on a car engine or something.
I think, you know, this is just my guess as to why some people are doing it. They're doing it to, like, help their clothes last longer. But I'm saying, like, yeah, but more and more of our clothes are made of junk. Like, you go to the stores and, like, after you
they're kind of disposable.
Wear it, you wear it twice, you wash it twice, and it's, like, torn apart. So, you know, just if you don't wash your clothes, don't feel like doing laundry. Just say, I'm part of the movement.
That's right, yes.
I'm a trendsetter.
I'm making a stand, yes. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, it's Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. Still just bathing in the afterglow of Vandy's big win on Saturday night.
Against Alabama. And giving this whole situation new life, we have found the police calls from the police radios as they were marching the goalpost down Broadway.
Yeah, to toss it into the Cumberland.
And here it is. And this being Music City, you never know. It could turn into a song.
They could break into a song.
22, goal post, passing 2nd Avenue, approaching 1st, large crowd in front of Nashville Under.
My understanding is your goal is to go to goal post into the river.
23, we're crossing over 1st and Broad, head towards the river. 23, goal post is in the water.
24-06, the goal post is in the water.
It's in the water, oh can't you see? Our endless pride and victory.
The goalpost is in the water.
It's a number one hit. Not in Alabama, but maybe among the Vandy fans.
Yes, yeah, right. It's a bop. It's a bop for sure.
Get it at the bookstore over at Vanderbilt.
93.3 FM from the Eurostone Studios. Do we sound taller? Feel taller. We actually have a raised up counter now, so it's like we can stand up.
The countertop before was about 30 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to sit crisscross applesauce on the floor and do the show that way. It's much nicer to kind of be upright and, you know, not slumping over like a caveman.
Yeah. So thanks to our folks, our friends at Eurostone for making that happen for us.
Gorgeous.
We have a winner for the ELO tickets.
We do. Melissa from Nashville winning the tickets to see ELO tomorrow night.
Very cool.
We have another pair tomorrow. You can win day of show tickets.
That's right.
And what are they? And it's kind of like a little Hail Mary win for you. So
yeah, no kidding.
Be listening tomorrow. And we have Gender Wars coming up in just a few minutes, which, ironically, you are coincidentally, you call the same Shinglesmith roofing hotline.
Isn't it amazing? 615-553-0933 is our number if you want to call for Gender Wars. My girlfriend Melissa has some minor repairs to be done on the body of her car.
Okay.
So she has a rental for a couple of days.
Oh, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, she went to Enterprise.
Give them the bell.
And she
shameless plug.
She got a Kia. And
okay.
It's red. So, being the obnoxious boyfriend that I am, I all followed her around the rest of the day going, little red Kia.
That's awful.
And then I said,
it's like, it's so taunting. It's such a terrible, musically, it just hurts me.
Well, no, that was just me getting started.
Oh, you were just warming up.
And then I went into, your ride is so smooth. You must be a limousine. And she goes, where's that from? I said, it's in the song.
It's in the same song.
It's in the Corvette. So I said, I had to prove it. So I pulled out my phone and said, well, see?
And the ride. I say the ride is so smooth. You must be a limousine.
Wow. Well, it must have been you were too accurate because I'm sure you sounded just like Prince.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that was not a very interesting story. I'm really glad I brought it up.
Well, in a way it is. People are like studying you, like sociology professors are doing like case studies of like, what's this strange man like in his natural environment?
In my natural environment.
We just learned.
You just did.
That you're going around and you're singing. Why don't you do the Kia part again?
Little red Kia.
Yeah, it's just as bad as the first time. It's just a peek into what your life is like.
I am sorry I brought it up because I'm already kind of tired of it.
If you were studying, you'd be bored and change the channel.
I'd be pacing back and forth with my clipboard, not put things down on it. Yeah. Well, we'll chat with you again in just about 19 hours.
Right.
What are we doing on this Friday Eve?
Remember our friend Christina that we've gone to visit and read to kids at daycare centers and stuff?
Yeah.
She just had an operation, so she's kind of out of commission. So helping to make, we're doing a meal train. So,
oh, cool. Yeah, that's always nice.
So my wife kind of like made the meal. I'm making a cake today to go with it. So yeah, that's kind of in the kitchen. And then I'll be, you know, cosplaying as an Uber Eats delivery person to bring over there.
Cosplaying.
What about you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be grabbing a nap. Got to go to the grocery store. And then tonight, can't make it to the game, but I'll be checking out the Preds game. First one tonight.
Yeah.
And also, you know, media darling Big Joe Dubin is going to be part of the broadcast right here on 93.3 FM for the MTSU game tonight.
Oh, is that? I didn't know they were playing tonight.
Yeah, they play Louisiana Tech.
All right. So if you're a Blue Raider fan, keep it right here, 93.3 FM, and you can do it on the 93.3 FM Totally Hits app as well.